Brilliance Audio presents The 7-Day Switch by Kelly Harms, performed by Ariel Delisle and Megan Dusing.
Celeste. Wendy's husband is in my bed. I press my eyes shut, open them again, and stifle a scream. Pardon me while I have a heart attack. Wait. Stay calm, Celeste. There has to be a reasonable explanation for this. Breathe. This isn't my bed. This isn't my room. It's similar, same size, same general layout, but there's a hole in the drywall above the TV. Also, there's a TV. Where the heck am I?
Wendy. Very, very quietly, I throw my feet over the side of the bed. The first thing I notice is that the floor is closer than it used to be. This is a freaking awful hangover. How much sangria did I drink? And while I'm asking unanswerable questions, why did Seth shave his head? Why is our bathroom on the wrong side of the room? Why are my breasts on the wrong side of my navel? With a start, I realize I'm going to be sick. I am going to go to the wrong side bathroom and barf in the wrong side toilet, if I can get there in time. I'm not going to make it. Okay, at least I made it to the toilet. What a nice toilet it is, I think to myself, drunk as I am. So clean. And what a nice tile floor. Is this floor heated? I've never thrown up anywhere so pleasant before. And what a strange thing to think, and how strange that these towels have sea stars embroidered on them. Just like the sea stars we picked out of the waves when Bridge was a toddler and Linus was in my arms. And we went to Tybee and were all together as a family. How long ago was it now? Was that the happiest moment of my marriage? Am I delirious? And if I'm delirious, should I tell someone? No. I should go back to bed and close my eyes tight until the room stops spinning and my brain starts working, and I'm back in my own bed. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll go back to that other bed and lie down again and assume this is all a weird, confusing dream. Next to the bold, quiet Seth, who, strangest of all, for the first time in his entire life is not snoring. This is an excellent plan. When I wake up, none of this will have happened.
Celeste. Well, I know where I am, and it's very, very bad. I am in Wendy's bedroom. I know because I am surrounded by Seth's art and pictures of Bridget and Linus, which I can only just make out, because everything more than 10 feet away is very blurry. I have no idea how I got here, but I know I need to leave immediately. Heart racing, stomach churning, I stand up and pad as quietly as I possibly can into the big, unfinished bathroom with grout that needs resealing, close the door behind me, and contemplate slipping out the window. It is a first-floor bedroom, but at the moment I am so confused and horrified, I think I would be willing to chance multiple stories just to get out of here. But I have to pee first. And it's one of those bathrooms where the toilet faces a bathroom door with a mirror hung on the back. So when I close it and pull down my pants and sit down, I'm staring at the body of Wendy Charles, and it is everything I can do not to scream at the top of my lungs. No, I tell my brain firmly. Stop being crazy. I am the one on the toilet. I am the one peeing. But the woman looking back at me in the mirror is Wendy. Wendy Charles. Wendy Charles's blonde hair with no gray and Wendy Charles's pointy nose with no humor. My heart begins to race. I look at Wendy in the mirror, shut my eyes tight, and then open them again. Her mouth opens in horror just like mine. A tiny, stifled gasp of horror escapes my throat. But it's not my voice. Am I Wendy?